any of our branches to open an account today. Axis Bank, more than banking.
23 hours.
Plus, get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's group savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's group savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 360 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Kapiri Mponchi residents are protesting delays in issuance of NRCs. Health Permanent Secretary warns Akafiwa General Hospital staff. And in Africa News, General named the new Guinea-Bissau leader a day after coup. Good afternoon. It is Friday, the 28th of November, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Some Kapiri Mponchi residents have accused officials at the district registration office of denying them an opportunity to acquire the national registration cards. The visibly annoyed residents have complained that they are being denied to acquire NRCs on account of being overage. The residents have also expressed a disappointment with the district commissioner, whom they said has failed to assist them to acquire their important national documents. The group lamented to a Kumbon Radio News team that visited the government complex premises in Kapiri Mponchi today.
Number four, Tata Vatuside, Avaitena Baman. In this Abamanapa Nabamayana, but Tatan Shabamanapa. Number Gayashani, my little one, she won't go with you, no. Where is Shupa? But you have a Sunga. So I didn't know could you then I asked the call? Ledge. The four copies are correct. My son can you not
put? I don't feel a parade of that. Gatawako parade. Unum go for your copper. Whether quite a squeeze, Nango quite a shinga is. Nango is a bent of your copper. bati fokuisa pano katunishinga madezi yanga tuwa kuisa wanu ikina ipromota wale foku tukopuwa mareji kwati mwari cheru wa mwari kuisa na aturo ndorole siya lengo kukana kupuwa tisi lenga singi tabale umfono batuka kopero kutanzania na nguku Zimbabwe na nguku isa paitu kiliba mzani nga nisonga kulipirisha waka vike kwa chipendio cha kwa kinga wari cheru kopo kuyo kulipira so much baku kopa
tele ilo wate ya siyati mkai waka tante mkai sema ilo tuanaka no kunaka parasi batu tansia na badabe naba abati tatenga abale kopa abantu badabe abale pokele la abantu mafuida bale asuka buino abantu nata abantu kula mamuna kwa sitaba kwa hata manolo baika mkusenda maenya rasi kumenya apa ba misese shoko naka fotokopi kenu baka posero.
Meanwhile, the annoyed group of residents were later addressed by the district registration officer, Kapula Mundabala, who called for calm and patience. Mr. Mundabala clarified that there is a procedure that is supposed to be followed to curb foreigners who might take advantage of this period by illegally obtaining NRCs. Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Kenneth Lishimbi, has warned Kafue General Hospital staff against misconduct towards service delivery. Dr. Lishimbi, who recently visited Kafue General Hospital, found some clinics at the health facility not open by 09 hours. He says it is saddening that Kafue General Hospital was in the habit of opening the clinics later to the disadvantage of the patients. The permanent secretary was speaking during the launch of the generic service charters for level 1 and level 2 hospitals in Lusaka province. He further cautioned other health facilities in the country to desist from opening the clinic late, stating that the habit compromises efficiency. Dr. Lishimbi said health facilities are expected to open clinics early in order to serve the patients better. He has since urged the hospital supervisors and the provincial health directors to ensure that they address ailing health facilities. He further reminded the provincial health directors, senior medical superintendents and medical superintendents to ensure that the launch service charters are put into action. Dr. Lishimbi also stated that there is need to improve the work culture at Kafue General Hospital. Mufulila Mayor Tanaeli Kamanga has expressed a satisfaction with the legal allocation of plots at the Malela Market Dam site in Mufulila. He explained that the Council Director of Housing has the authority to develop the market, adding that there is need to support such developments. Mr. Kamanga emphasized the need to improve the dam site by introducing proper waste management systems, including waste bins and containers. He added that the allocation of plots on the dam site will help prevent traders from disposing of waste indiscriminately and will enhance the overall appearance of the markets.
What you see, those plots that side. All now it requires is that people should be clear. The next thing that we are supposed to see is the paving. That area should be cleaned, landscaped, half favored. The initiative of the council is something that we welcome. When you look at the space there, the only way to avoid maybe people dumping there is by maybe giving out those areas. But I was very quick to tell the municipality that can we also do what? To pay. Because that's why now we are going to see a lot of activity, more especially I think our people coming with goods from outside like tomatoes that are doing also, they'll come down and be. That is the initiative. If he does that initiative, let us support him. Because one thing that I want to look at and maybe talk to the people from here, we are building it here.
Mukushi District Department of Agriculture Coordinator Dennis Ichula has encouraged farmers to plant their maize early. Mr. Ichula explained that this year's rainfall is expected to be normal to above normal, according to expert information from the Meteorological Department. He also encouraged farmers to practice conservation farming, noting that even if the rains reduce, the farming method helps to retain soil moisture.
The weather forecast from our experts from the Meteorological Department The outlook looks very